At first glance, Ken Barnett's life is pretty typical. He lives in Albany, New York. He works for the state. He's got a one-story ranch house on the edge of town. There's a couch, a TV, a pet cat. But then there's something else, something you don't find in most homes.
I want to be outside right now. We're going to enter tropical paradise, okay? Yeah. This is the animal room, and everything's in their own unique little environment.
Barnett basically turned his back bedroom into a zoo. It's hot, humid, and filled with makeshift cages. It's also crawling with lizards, more than 100 lizards. There are armored chameleons, giant velvet geckos, and veiled chameleons. They recline among tropical leaves and branches. One chameleon is about to lay eggs. She lies on a branch, her stomach turned towards a heat lamp. Another hisses in protest when Barnett scoops him up. Until now, that was the only sound scientists thought a chameleon could make. Then, a veiled chameleon named Zappa challenged their theory.
And one day, I was cleaning out Zappa's cage, and I had him on my hand, and he produced this strange vibration. I had never felt it before. I was shocked because, for a while, I was like, what's vibrating? What exactly is causing this weird sensation? So I called my wife, and she came in the room, and I had her touch his back while he was right up to my ear. And I heard this strange sound. And then immediately the light bulb went on in my head.
Barnett started calling herpetologists. He told them his pet chameleon was making a noise. He told them he had a college degree in biology. But most didn't take him seriously. Leo Fleischman did. He's a biology professor at Union College in Schenectady, New York. He studies visual communication among reptiles. And he says Barnett's theory made sense.
These are animals that just hate to be seen. When you hold them, they look worried every time they have to move. So when he first described the buzzing, I sort of immediately thought, oh, it's probably, you know, that makes a lot of sense. That would be a great way for chameleons to communicate.
Fleischman says other creatures send these private messages, including elephants, insects, and whales. But the jury was still out on veiled chameleons like Zappa. So the pair set up an experiment. They placed Zappa on a branch. A tiny vibration sensor was attached to it. He kept quiet when he was by himself. Then they added a female to his environment. He sprang to life.
He really surprised us in not producing one type of hoot, but a series of hoots and different types of hoots. I mean, in the true chameleon version of calling, it must have been like yelling, I guess. He was really... really screaming away there.
And for the first time, humans listened in on the voice of a veiled chameleon. The team submitted their findings to COPIA, a scientific journal that covers research on amphibians and reptiles. Their paper was accepted. And Barnett the bureaucrat became an official member of the scientific world. But even more importantly, he says reptiles got a leg up.
It's a shame that reptiles and amphibians have, you know, a history of being maligned or thought of as slimy creatures, you know, with all these terrible venoms and things, you know. But if we could know what we're missing, you know, like if we could actually listen in on things, there may be a whole world out there of communications that are below the frequency of what humans can hear, but are serving a vital function for behavior. This is a male display pattern. He is flattening his body, blowing up his throat, and changing to dots with green.
Wow. Barnett continues his research with Zappa. Many questions remain. Like, do different hoots have different meanings? And how do they make them? Professor Leo Fleischman says it's opened up a whole new avenue for research. But for Barnett, it's still a hobby. He spends his day working at the Department of Environmental Conservation. But when he gets home at night, he grabs a beer and pulls up a chair in the lizard room. He watches and listens and waits for the next discovery. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Albany, New York.